Good afternoon, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. The regular season opener is just 6 days away, and it's the first time since 2013 that the Eagles will open on the road against a division foe. 4 years ago, the Eagles beat the Redskins at FedEx Field, and it's the last time that they've won in Washington. Overall, the Eagles have lost five straight in this series. They want to get this season off on the right foot and also reverse a negative trend at the same time.
You know, it's a great opportunity for our team, number one. We haven't done so well against this group, going back a couple seasons, and obviously, last year with, losing twice. So, and we didn't play well down there. So I think it's a thing that it's in the back of our players' mind, and it'll be a focus for them. I think it just kind of draws you in, especially to open the season with a division opponent. And we didn't do so well on the road last year either. So this is something that's important for our guys, for our coaching staff to embrace it this year, this week. You'd love to be able to come away with a victory, and I think that kind of sets the tone early in the season.
I think it's very important. Obviously, they're a good football team. They've been a good football team for years, and start the season off down, at their stadium where, obviously, last year we didn't play very well on the road, so we've got to kick things off a little bit better this year.
I think, talking about it, it's the first game of the season, so, I don't see a struggle anywhere. But I just know this. We're going to prepare for this game as we did, as we do every week, as we did in the preseason, So I think we just go down there, man, and play Eagles football.
The Eagles' revamped wide receiver core is set to make its debut. Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith each scored a touchdown in their final preseason appearance, which came in the win over the Miami Dolphins. Both players are quite familiar with Redskins Pro Bowl cornerback Josh Norman. Just last year, Jeffrey had five catches for 92 yards against Washington. These two are ready to help the offense take flight.
I look forward to the challenge. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Absolutely. That's every week for us. I feel that way. It's like if you ask me, how do you think you're going to do? I think we're going to be undefeated. You don't plan to lose. Obviously, it's a marathon within the game, and there's highs and lows. You have to be able to handle certain streaks and things like that. But, I think that, we're going to be prepared for it. And ultimately, the team that handles adversity the best is the team that's standing at the end. It's only week one for us, but it's important for us to start this thing out the right way.
Who will be the lead running back this year? The team kept five after the final roster cutdown. Head coach Doug Peterson said that the workload each week will depend on the game plan. The Eagles have plenty to offer at the position with the bruising force of LeGarrette Blount, the dynamic play of Darren Sproles, and Wendell Smallwood, who is primed to take a big leap in his second season.
Again, it goes back to the game plan, quite honestly. We understand that LeGarrette, might be a little different runner even than Sproles and Wendell. So I think it's game plan specific. It's hard to go into a game saying, LeGarrette, you're going to get X number of touches because you never know what the game's going to – what circumstances might be posed during the game. So it's going to be a great effort by all three guys each and every week. Want to get all of them obviously involved in the game plan.
I'm not 100% sure. I just know that, they kept all of us for a reason. We're all excited about it. None of us wanted any of the guys to leave. So, they kept us all together.
You start game planning, start knowing certain things you want to do, personnel you want to have in. So I think it's going to be different all the time, but I think everyone has such a different element that we could switch a lot of things up and give a lot of guys certain plays and things like that.
Practice squad additions don't typically get a lot of buzz, but the Eagles added a quarterback in Nate Sudfeld, who has been with Washington since 2016. The Eagles not only get a developmental player in the fold, but also can get some extra info about this week's opponent.
I think it's overrated because every week you're game planning specifically. And, when I was with the Redskins, we would be playing, the Giants, and we would put stuff on film all year long, and then we'd be, okay, against their defense, let's put in this stuff this week because it should beat them. And then we had never run the plays before and stuff like that. So just kind of everything's game plan specific.
The Eagles players have Tuesday off, but make sure to join us for the debut episode of Eagles 360, where Dave Spadaro will be co-hosting with Glenn Macnow. Doug Peterson will join them for a one-on-one interview. Also, the coordinators Frank Reich and Jim Schwartz meet the media on Tuesday. We will broadcast those press conferences live for you beginning at 11:30 a.m. on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the mobile app. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us for this evening's edition of the Eagles Update. Have a great night, everyone.